Hi, my name is Fabian Franz, and you might know me from charm.com and Trick in Drupal 8. This is episode 46 of the Modules Unravel podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now your host. He loves to ride his longboard, but doesn't get to enough. Brian Lewis.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I have with me Fabian Franz. Fabian is currently a technical lead at Trellin and is enjoying architecting large websites for universities like Cornell and nonprofits like the Jane Goodall Institute. He has done innovative work in terms of scalability and high performance for Drupal and mobile development. He's been famous for contributing to the Nopix and FreeNX open source projects and is in general passionate about everything open source since GNU was born, which, as it happens, is the same day as his birthday. So, Fabian, how are you doing?
I'm doing very, very fine, Brian. It's very nice to be here and it's really exciting.
Cool. I'm excited too. Before we jump into Twig being in Drupal core, which is what everybody wants to hear about, let's get a little bit of background on you. So can you tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, I'm Fabian. I come here from a little town near Karlsruhe, which is in southern Germany. Most people probably only know Frankfurt. It's south of that. I really enjoy dancing salsa, and that's somehow also like a gut to Drupal. We are in contact there. So it's really funny. And yeah, and besides that, loving my wife.
Awesome. So how did you get started with Drupal?
That was just in October 2009. We are at Salsa Dancing. I found a client and I helped out with a project there, and I had never heard of it before. I didn't even know what that Drupal was. Actually, I had tried it out one time on the CMS overview page, but there was nothing there in Drupal 6, so I just thought, I'll try something else. But so I got back to Drupal, and the first thing I did was the FB Connect customization, and I've been loving it ever since.
Awesome. Okay, so then what is a recent project you've been working on?
So the most recent project I've been working on are two that I'm really fancy of, and the one besides Twig. And the one thing is the mobile app generator, short MAG, drupal.org/project/MAG. And this allows you to auto-generate your Drupal mobile app using PhoneGap. We are this module, and it's really nice because you can take a website and make a mobile app out of it directly. I've been speaking twice about this, both in Denver and in Munich, with a slightly different topic, and it was just great. If you want, check out the screencast there. And the other thing is very, very new. As part of the Twig work, I had to do a lot of performance testing. So I figured, why not automize that things? And I now have something published, which I call XHProfKit. And I have a dedicated server running where I can do kind of almost automated performance testing for Drupal.org patches. And my goal is to, at one time, have it that others can kind of upload patches and put the results back. That's still in the far future, but for now, I can reasonably easily find performance improvements and things much more easily than if I have to do it manually. So this is really great and something I'm excited about.
Awesome. Is that something that you hope might be integrated with Drupal.org itself?
Yes, but that's more far future. Okay. So in general, what would be nice if there was kind of like a testbot variant where you could kind of have scenarios and then you upload patches against the scenarios and you have some tested, not for correctness, but for performance in certain scenarios.
Oh, okay. I see. Cool. So let's go ahead and move on to the background of Twig before we talk about where it's at now. So can you tell us a little bit about what Twig is and what it does?
So Twig is a templating engine. That means you give it some variables and it outputs your markup with those variables replaced. In just very, very easy words. So most users of Drupal now love or hate PHP template.
Uh-huh.
And Twig is also something like PHP template, which allows you to use templates. But what is important here is Twig is very easy. And what is also important is Twig is compiled. That means in Twig is a very, very different syntax from PHP template, like more syntax, like, for example, people might know Smarty. And so in general, most people say that PHP already is a templating engine. Why would you need a templating engine on top of that? And the reasons are that this allows to customize this very, very much. And it also allows complete security because this allows to enable auto escape.
Hmm. Okay. So Twig is actually an external project that we're integrating into Drupal. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Twig is an external templating engine, and this external project got already committed a while ago, just so that efforts could continue in a sandbox to start to use this Twig. And yeah, Twig lives at its own homepage at twig.senseolabs.org.
Okay. So who started the Twig project in the first place?
Twig is another project by Fabian Potencia, which is the founder of Symfony. Uh-huh. So you can definitely say that Drupal 8 is kind of brought to you by Fabian Potencia in many ways. But the name coincidence here, Fabian versus Fabian, is just a pure coincidence.
Huh. Cool. How long ago did the Twig project start?
The Twig project was started on October 7, 2009. I also had researched that myself. And that's kind of funny because that was when I started with Drupal. So maybe another coincidence. I don't know. But there's a great post. I think we'll also be linking this one, and just gives a little background of why Fabian Potencia started this Twig and why PHP as a templating engine was not enough.
Right. Okay. So we already kind of talked about the fact that Twig is replacing PHP template in Drupal. Can you go over maybe a few of the reasons why we're replacing that again?
Yeah, the problem with PHP template is it is hard to learn. Hmm. Especially what people totally get confused with are the render. When do you need to use render? When do you don't need to use render? Then you have objects, like you have to use $node and then title. But if you have an array, you have to use square brackets instead. So in Twig, everything is just a dot. So if I use node.nid, it works. Node.title, it works. And if I use for a render array, for example, content.links, it also works. Hmm. So it's all very, very transparent. It's also a very easy syntax. Svendel from IRC yesterday said, well, I can actually look at my template here without my eyes hurting. And it also allows something which is very, very exciting, and I've blogged about it already on Drupal Planet a little, a secure theme system. Twig allows auto escape. That means any variable that is output in any template is automatically escaped, And this means that Drupal is secure. In the Twig world, they say, Jen Lampen really likes to say that 100% of all themes are insecure with a very small rounding error. So auto-escape is not yet in, but it will be soon. There's just some things we have to kind of figure out in Drupal core still, but it works. I have working prototypes. They're just performance-wise a little problematic still. Okay. But auto-escape could be used already now. It's just fantastic.
Awesome.
So, and the last thing is there's totally endless possibilities of extending Twig. To make render arrays work, I need to do some real magic, but we can kind of optimize everything. We can compile everything and we can extend it in endless ways because as it's compiled and we have complete control over the compilation process, we can make our PHP as efficient as we want that gets out of it. Actually, I already have some patches that make Twig with some little exceptions almost as fast as PHP template was. The templates are, as I said, with some little exceptions, almost the same.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great stuff. All right, so let's move on to Twig as it is now and how it's being used with Drupal. Jen Lampen was already on the Drupalize Me podcast back in September talking with Addy about Twig. That was before it was integrated in core. Now it's in core. And maybe for those three people who didn't listen to that podcast who are listening to this now, I want to kind of go over some ways that it affects the way that users interact with a Drupal site. And I wanted to start out first with how does it affect site administrators or clients?
I would say at this point that the biggest effect on site administrators and clients is to stop worrying. Because once auto-escape is enabled, and even if it would not be in core, I still think it will be, it could be added by Contrib very easily, as Contrib also can control and customize everything about the Twig now that it's in. It is possible that you can sleep well because you know everything is auto-escaped and there are no accidental XSS exploits and or at least it is much, 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 much harder.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, I think, the biggest thing I would say in terms of site administrators, clients, how this affects. Also, especially talking about clients, you can use people that don't know PHP. They can easily learn the Twig syntax because it's so limited in scope and it almost reads like English. And we today had someone in channel who didn't know PHP very well, but was very great at CSS, HTML. And you have a lot of those out there. And these people now with Twig can start building templates with Drupal without having to have this all the specialized knowledge. And especially on big projects, you can really give the theming to dedicated people that don't have to know how the rest of Drupal is working, but that they're just building templates.
Awesome. Okay, let's move on to site builders. How is it going to affect site builders?
I think site builders will, in general, not see much of Twig in that because it's kind of hidden. But Twig will allow to make, for example, templates in display suite or something easier to use. And in that means if you can easier build a template kind of for building a site or also what is now happening with the blogs and layouts initiative in core, that's all going to be Twig now. Then you can easier do this, and then of course you can do more complex layouts or whatever in that. So that would be what I say is the biggest impact on site builders.
Okay. What about theme developers? How are they affected by this?
they are obviously affected the most, and they are also those that on Twitter and everywhere screamed the largest, "Hooray, it's in, yes!" because Steam developers love Trick in general, at least most do, because it's very easy to write, it gives very much flexibility, and it is just made for Steamers. Obviously, those Steam developers that have been working with PHP templates, and also those that have kind of built big custom themes or customized themes, will have to relearn, because it increases the learning curve. You need to learn something more for Trick to work correctly. But I think in the end it all pays off, because it's so much easier to use. And I also, when I write in issue queues and I want to write some PHP template code, just to give an example or something, I always write in Trick, because it's so much faster, alone from a syntax perspective. But there are also other things that will allow Steam developers to be much more effective. For example, advanced features which are out of the box enabled, even if Core maybe is not using them, is in Trick you have inheritance of templates. In Trick you can have include other templates very easily. In Trick you can embed templates and build complex layouts all inside theme system. So this is totally great. And there's much to explore now in Trick that gives you completely different possibilities of building your themes and building reusable base themes that can then be used for many, many more things. And that again can make theming much easier. If you have like some sections and you can only override this one section very easily, it's just great. And this all works completely transparent with the current system of theme suggestions, etc.
Awesome. Okay, and then the last group I want to ask about are module developers.
Module developers are even more affected than theme developers. Theme developers can still use PHP template in themes. That is allowed in Drupal 8, and it was opted to hold both engines for now. But module developers are forced to use Trick. For those, only the Trick engine is available, so all module templates will be in Trick. Because we want to remove the current temporary double engine code that's in Core now. And so module developers need to learn Trick, but I believe most people will learn it and love it and have no problems with it. And Contrib even starts already adopting it now that it is in Core and for some modules, and it's nice. I think it will all get easier in that. And of course, the auto escape is nice, but as a module developer, if I do things really screwy, I could still kind of input a security issue inside of the module, but not in the theme.
I see. So a module developer, or even with Twig, could accidentally impose some security issues, but a theme layer, they can't do that. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah. In general, a module is just so powerful that it can do everything. So it could be possible if you do something wrong to do this. But where something is not escaped, so as a module developer, you still need to take care of escaping yourself, at least those things that are not directly going through the theme layer. But themes are secure. In general, we think that module developers can be asked to know about escaping, etc., while theme developers do not necessarily need to possess this trait.
Okay, All right. Okay, so is there some kind of user interface that comes with Twig, or is this just going to be for coders who are writing, you know, the code by hand?
There's no user interface for Twig. There will probably be some checkboxes like rebuild my templates every time,
okay,
or rebuild templates when they are changed. But this is really just for coders in a way, but less for coders, but really for CMAs. This is
right, for
CMAs. This is wanted by CMAs. And this is what the CMing community wants. They want a nice, secure, easy, simple CM system.
Okay. And will this affect the way that we use like layout modules like panels or display suite or context?
It will affect in the way that all the templates that are shipped with those modules will be in Twig.
Okay.
So in that case, yes. You could also do more crazy stuff by using advanced Twig technology, like, for example, dynamic inheritance or dynamic includes. But by default, it is just a templating engine that's available.
Okay.
And not something that is affecting this very much.
Cool. So we've kind of talked about security and how this is going to improve security overall. Can you talk a little bit maybe about how it's going to how it will affect the performance of a site?
Yeah, currently Twig still has some overhead. The problem is that you pay a price for the flexibility that you always kind of can write the dot notation, regardless if it's an object, an array, a render array, or something else. This, you pay a price in terms of performance, so it will be a little slower, but on the other hand, there are many things we can improve to crawl all of this back. And because with Twig, we can remove many things from the pre-processing layer and other things, and especially with auto-escape, many things are currently escaped that are never used. This can also improve things there. So, and if there were less templates, because it's all more nicely integrated, it is in general working better. But yes, Twig has some performance things that it is a little slower, but you have to pay a little price for the kind of improved usage of and flexibility you get.
Right. So I just thought of a question. It's a compiled language, right?
Yes. So it gets compiled to classes, and once those classes exist, they are just used and can be called again and again, which is really fast. But what is really important here is that we can still improve this a little, but we can't improve it to be completely not like the current node tpl.php, for example. So I just looked this up again. The performance overhead was around 400 nodes. It was around 3.6%, so around 4%.
Okay, so it's really not that big.
This is still unoptimized.
Okay. Well, I guess what I was going to ask in the first place was, like, you know, writing CSS or SAS gets compiled to straight CSS. I'm sorry, SCSS or SAS. But that can be done either server-side or local, and then, you know, just the exported CSS is served. Can that kind of thing be done with Twig, where it gets compiled once and then it's just serving the flat files and then there's no performance issue?
Yes, there's definitely no performance overhead. There's the great Drupal PHP storage in core that allows to securely store PHP things, also like the Symfony container. And so you actually have to clear the cache at the moment if you want to refresh the compilation cache. We're going to change this soon. Yes, a template is compiled once to PHP code and then just loaded and run. And then you just have the little runtime overhead of 4%, which we hope to decrease a little more.
Okay, so the only performance issue is just one time and then it's serving cached files and then there's no performance issue.
At least not from compilation, yes.
Okay. Okay. I also wanted to ask, and I don't know how much you know, but is there any effect on multilingual sites when you use Twig?
Currently, you're using just the normal T function within Twig templates. Uh-huh. We made this available as a filter. There's a whole kind of I18N system within Twig, but Core is currently not using it, where you can kind of large blocks of translated text within templates. As I said, we are not using this currently. You can use a filter block for T for this at the moment. So I don't think this is affecting multilingual sites much at the moment. It could be that this makes translations within templates easier, but probably rather in contrib than in core.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on and talk about Twig and how it's been integrated with core. First of all, how long has the quote get Twig and core process been in progress?
Overall, I don't know completely, but people started already in DrupalCon Denver with it, I know. And even before there was talk about this, there's this meta issue, theme system problems, and there it suddenly came up, and then there were many sprints, etc. And at least since March this year, but probably much longer.
Okay. And then how many people have been actually working on getting Twig into Drupal?
I don't know, really know them all. I'm fairly young to this project.
Okay.
But overall, the code sprints and sandbox commit, I would say it would be like 50 to 100 with a core team of around 5 to 10 people. Hmm. And it's just amazing when GenLab knows such. And I heard from it. There was a Munich code sprint, and then there was a Badcamp code sprint, uh-huh. And there are many people coming together just working on this, and it's just fantastic. I've not been to a code sprint yet, but one time.
Cool. So then what was your involvement with the process?
Yeah, I'm really late to the game. I started the 21st of September. Through a blog post by Chix, where he did a roll call for this Twig thing. But it was not a roll call that I actually overread. I just saw that he was saying he was giving this 1 hour every week, and I found his blog always inspiring. So 1 hour every day he was trying to. And I was looking it up, going a little into the issue queue, and then I found an issue that seemed to be a real blocker, and that was about the render arrays not working and giving strange strict notices, because there was this error like, this variable is passed by value, but it should be by reference. And I was like, hey, I could solve this. And so I started on a solution. And I had the first working approach posted on my birthday 3 days later. That was great. And then I kind of got into it. And Chix kind of named me the code lead for this in the Drupal Twig channel, because I was kind of sticking to it and doing more with it and doing more with it and kind of really wanting to get a solution for this render array problem. And yeah, and so I got involved, and then I solved this real blocker, this reference arrays, the render arrays, that you can use them as a reference. And I needed some real magic. that it all worked out then. And then the next exciting step was the first real core patch by me, and that was October the 4th.
Awesome. So at this point, Twig has been integrated in core. When did it actually get committed? How long ago was that?
It did committed on November the 3rd. So almost exactly 1 month after my first real patch landed, that was so exciting. And 5 weeks, 5 days after I started with Twig, I had before never heard of it before. Huh. It was complete news to me. It was like, but I liked it. It was exciting. It was so nice. And this Twig patch was committed live on stage in honor of Jen Lampen. And this was so great. I was not at BadCamp Live, but I watched the screencast and the live recording, and so exciting, seeing it. You see your name in the list and he's committing it, and just great.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I'm excited when I think about it. And I've worked so hard for it and to get in, and had to convince other people that it's a good idea, that it's fast enough, that we can work with the trade-offs. And finally, I did get in, and it was fantastic. And also what was fantastic over the whole process of the 4 weeks was the support I got from the community, in that that they were always kind of saying, yes, this is great, we want this. This is something Drupal 8 needs. This is allowing, for example, the Drupal gardens to have dynamic templates, because Twig has a sandbox mode and people can just write the templates online and it's still secure and everything. And it's totally exciting.
Awesome. So, that's less than a week ago. That's 6 days ago it was just committed. So how much of core has been replaced by Twig? Like, if I go download Drupal 8 today, will the core themes all be Twig themes?
So it would be nice, right? No, has not yet happened. This first initial core Twig patch really included just node.twig and datetime.twig as examples of what you can do. But we have a sandbox, and there's now we have, I think, all templates converted from Drupal, and also 103 of 130 theme functions. So we are nearly there that everything in Drupal is converted to a Twig template, all theme functions, all templates, and this is exciting. So in core, you won't find that much Twig yet, but we're doing small steps in integrating it. But within the sandbox, you can already check out the front-end branch, which is almost everything converted to Twig. We also still need volunteers kind of that are helping out a little, just cleaning up some things. Currently, we have some bugs in as we recently merged with core. And so any volunteers, happy to come to Drupal-Twig IRC channel. So it's great.
Awesome. Okay, so I'll make sure we link to that sandbox in the show notes for this podcast, which will be at modulesunraveled.com/podcast/046, in case you want to go check that out and get the download link. Cool. So I'm ready to move on to questions from Twitter, and we're not doing this live, but I did send out a tweet and ask if anybody had questions or comments or feedback. And I got a lot of response for this, actually, so that was really cool. So let's just kind of go through these. The first one's from Micah Godbolt, and he's at Micah Godbolt on Twitter. He says, what are the major frustrations in Drupal 7 that Twig will be addressing in Drupal 8?
So I think what I've been told, the major frustration that CMOS had with PHP template was, when do I need to use render? When do I don't need to use render? When do I need to use that? When do I need to use that? That now everything is kind of automatic and you don't have to care anymore if it's a render array, if it's a normal object, or if it's a variable. I think this already is really great. So, and this also allows to fix some very difficult issues like, is a region set already? Because we can actually render the region and then check if it's empty, and the user does not have to type anything different from that. So I think this is one of the major frustrations that people had with PHP template, and also that it was so insecure and that security really had a hard time in making sure sites are secure, and custom themes most often are not.
Okay, gotcha. And then Cameron Egans, or CW Egans on Twitter, had less of a question, more of a comment. He said, pretty much everybody knows that Twig is awesome, and the ones that don't are in denial. Thought that was pretty funny. Let's see, Karen Cassio, she's Tech Girl Geek on Twitter, said, kudos to the team implementing Twig for Drupal 8's theme layer, exciting stuff. So another congratulation there. Let's see, Carson Black had a question. He asked, what kind of feedback have you received from designers about how it works?
In general, the front-end designers I know have been very, very excited about it. And I know from Morten Duque that he was at a front-end designer summit and Front-End Unite, I think it's called. And there he was telling that Drupal now will have Twig, etc. And they said, wow, Drupal could be a viable alternative for the next project then in the future, because designers and teamers seem to really... really love it in that. I would still say it's more like for front-end developers and less for designers, but I also think that Twig is much, much easier to learn, and there's a great, great documentation we don't have to write in Drupal about it on the Twig homepage. So this is great.
Awesome. Let's see. He also asked, have you seen an increase in the number of designers since you created Twig?
As Drupal 8 is not yet out, this is difficult to tell. Yeah. But what I can tell is that there is a big, big, big interest in this. We've got new volunteers coming into the channel, helping out, coming to sprints, etc. And it's totally amazing how many people have committed patches, templates, whatever to Twig that had never been involved in core development before. And alone the list of people that have sandbox access is totally amazing and astonishing. Chick says he has never seen so much kind of support from outside people on something that is core related.
Awesome. Okay, let's see. At Transition asks, what are the best ways to get started learning it? Because it'll be new to most Drupal front-end developers.
Well, if you want to get an early head start, come to the Twig conversion, read the conversion deck, a document which is also linked from a sandbox, and you can learn Twig now and help with the conversion. For designers just getting to it when Drupal 8 actually ships, I think it will be the same as with PHP template. You'll read the other templates, because most people don't read the docs, they just dive in directly and try to do things. And our templates are well documented, so that works. But we'll make sure that every Drupalism we use within Twig and Drupal core is documented on the Drupal org documentation pages. And then there's a huge link to the Twig homepage, which should make it pretty easy for people to learn Twig, because I learned it within 10 minutes. It's it was so clear from the start on. And there's great tutorials on the website. So
awesome.
I would say see the conversion doc or directly go to the Twig homepage, read the documentation there, and be excited as the rest of us.
Cool. Then he also asks, are there any differences between using Twig on its own versus using it in Drupal?
Yes, there are differences. For one thing, at least in the sandbox, we will be providing the seam callback. So you can either choose to include another template, but then no preprocess is called, no template suggestions is called. The only thing you can do is probably, not yet totally clear, provide a seam name as a namespace to use for the template. But if you want to really call the full stack of Drupal seam system, you need to use the seam function, which we will provide to Twig templates. So both being able to use seam, the T function for translation, and then of course hide and show on render arrays, that's kind of very, very important here. I mean, you don't need to use hide and show if it does everything you want, but you can, and that's the Drupalism here.
Cool. All right, and then the last response I got was from Jaron Stoneberg, and he's at @rock_soup on Twitter, and he just said, really impressed that Twig actually works with render arrays. So there's another person glad that that works.
Yeah, that was the hardest part. That was really the magic part. And
yeah.
It works.
All right. So that's everything I have for Twig. I think we've covered it pretty well. So we're ready to move on to the wrap up. Before we do, I just want to say that if you guys listening want to get more information about this, again, go to modulesunraveled.com/podcast/046. And we have links in there for all sorts of stuff. You can get to Fabian's user page, you can get to Twitter, you can get to the Twig website, the Drupal 8 sandbox, all kinds of things. So check that out. All right. So Fabian, I always ask a couple of questions at the end of the show because it's kind of fun to hear what people say. And I'm actually really excited about this first one from you because I want to know something that you're excited about that's up and coming that you're not working on.
I'm really, really excited about the Gussel library in core. It's a feature request currently waiting on Drys, and I really, really hope it makes it before the feature freeze deadline, because it would be great to have a library in core that replaces Drupal HTTP request and does allow to do not only web services from inside of Drupal, so that Drupal is providing web services, but also leveraging other services and such, making it possible to use Drupal in completely new ways. And Gussel and Core would be really, really great for that. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is more performance related and front end related. That would be that aesthetic is in Core. This has been committed already and allows to take care of everything for JavaScript and CSS and aggregation and even ZES and LESS and transparent things around that. And then, of course, the whole Symfony stack that Drupal 8 is built on Symfony, and this allows completely new possibilities for making ESI edge side includes, like the block caching next generation. And I find it just fantastic how Drupal is changing ways in its development to be more object-oriented and to be compatible with Symfony and having a great framework power Drupal at its core. And this is fantastic and excited.
Cool. And then where can people find out more about you and your projects?
Yeah, in general, of course, in the issue queues, in the different groups, I sometimes post in groups at drupal.org/high-performance, and then, of course, on my Twitter, twitter.com/FabianFrance, and the Trellon.com blog, where I'm sometimes posting and relate to performance, and probably also soon something about the mobile app generator.
Awesome. All right. Well, Fabian, thanks for coming on and talking to me. This was super, super informative, and I'm really excited that it's gotten in there. So congratulations again for your help, and thank you for your help in getting it working so we could get that into core.
Yeah, and the last thing I just want to say is trick, 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 trick.
Awesome. Well, Fabian, thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
If you liked this episode, check out modulesunraveled.com/podcast to get more information about it. And while you're there, you can listen to other episodes or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcast software. Also, check out the Drupal videos on the site. There are a number of series available, each teaching various subjects in Drupal 7, like setting up a newsletter, configuring organic groups, or how to make the images on your site responsive to complement your responsive design. Thanks for listening. Feel free to get in touch and keep those suggestions coming about who you want to hear from on the podcast. That's it for this episode of the Modules Unraveled podcast, and I'll talk to you next week.